news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Yes, it's the middle of February. It's supposed to be cold, but this is ridiculous. A crippling Arctic blast continued to freeze a massive swath of the country Tuesday after a giant storm left upwards of 20 people dead and millions without power. And sorry to tell you this, but there's another storm brewing, taking aim at some of the already hard-hit areas, like Texas. In the southern coastal community of Corpus Christi, the average temperatures for February range from lows of 52 to highs of 67. On Tuesday morning, the mercury sat at 19 degrees. Pipes burst and power was out. You see, the Texas deep freeze overwhelmed the power grid and knocked out electricity for more than 3.5 million Texans. But their troubles are of the state's own making. Most of Texas is on its own power grid. That was a decision made in the 1930s to bypass federal regulation. It also means that the state can't import more electricity during those periods of high demand. So apparently, people turned up their electric heaters and needed more power than engineers had been told to design for, just as the ice shut down the gas-fired plants. And yes, wind turbines also froze. But the demand for natural gas spiked and created a shortage. But true to form, the Republicans in charge tried to deflect the blame. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, instead of dealing with his state's deadly crisis Tuesday night, went on Sean Hannity's show to lie.
Sean, this shows how the Green New Deal would be a deadly deal for the United States of America. Our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. As a result, it just shows that fossil fuel is necessary.
He learned well from his master. Again, he lies. Yes, he was right in that wind turbines supply only about 10% of the state's power in the winter. However, frozen instruments at gas, coal, and nuclear plants, as well as a shortage of natural gas, were the major culprits. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, manages power in Texas that supplies power to more than 25 million customers. It represents 90% of the state's electricity. And to keep electricity prices low, they simply never prepared for a crisis such as this. Now, El Paso, Texas, is not part of ERCOT, but is instead linked to a larger grid that includes other states and is regulated, and they did, in fact, weatherize their equipment, so people in El Paso lost power only very briefly. But the Texas State Power Agency said gas, coal, and nuclear plants actually caused nearly twice as many outages as did wind and solar power. Just saying. Well, Congress is on recess this week, but that didn't stop House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer from telling his members to be ready to work through the end of the month to pass a new coronavirus relief package. The COVID-19 aid proposal includes direct payments of up to $1,400 to most Americans and $400 a week in supplementary unemployment benefits. It would also provide $20 billion for vaccinations and $170 billion to help schools reopen. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Biden considers pandemic relief his top priority. And with the impeachment out of the way now, it is also open season for lawsuits and charges against the failed, twice impeached former president. On Tuesday, a big opening shot was fired across the bow. The NAACP, Congressman Benny Thompson of Mississippi, and civil rights law firm Cohen, Milstein, Sellers, and Toll filed a lawsuit against Trump, his former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and two right-wing extremist groups, the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. The lawsuit says that they incited riots intended to keep Trump in office and that the conspiracy violated the Ku Klux Klan Act. That was a Reconstruction-era law passed to protect formerly enslaved African Americans as well as members of Congress from violent white supremacists. The law makes a case against Trump like the one made by House impeachment managers, saying he essentially summoned the insurrectionists to the Capitol. And they're going after the money. The law allows a successful plaintiff to claim money not only to make up for the damages the perpetrators caused, but also to punish them and to try to warn others against trying anything similar. And that's what Benny Thompson has asked for. He wants to bleed these white supremacist groups dry through lawsuits. It was done before. In 1999, a lawsuit bankrupted the Idaho Aryan Nation's white supremacists. In 2008, the Southern Poverty Law Center sued a KKK group in Kentucky and won $2.5 million settlement. So going after Trump, Giuliani, and the organization central to the insurrection by taking their money would likely discourage other insurrectionist groups. So President Joe Biden took his first official trip as POTUS to Wisconsin Tuesday night, where he held a televised town hall on CNN. His intent was obviously to gain support for his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. But he answered questions in detail about domestic insurrection, the minimum wage, white supremacy, coronavirus, vaccines, student loan debt, and a whole bunch more. You may not have liked his answers, but what a refreshing change from the former guy who made everything about himself. And two moments of humanity stood out. One was an exchange between Biden and the mother of a young man with health issues who cannot get a vaccine in Wisconsin. Biden told the woman that he could make recommendations to the states, but the order in which each state chooses to administer the vaccines is up to them. But, he added,
if you're willing, I'll stay around after this is over, and maybe we can talk a few minutes and see if I can get you some help.
And then there was an exchange with an 8-year-old little girl in second grade who was afraid that she'll catch COVID and die.
Kids don't get COVID very often. It's unusual for that to happen. The evidence so far is children aren't the people most likely to get COVID, number one. You're not likely to be able to be exposed to something and spread it to mommy or daddy. And it's not likely mommy and daddy are able to spread it to you either. So I wouldn't worry about it, baby, I promise you. But I know it's kind of worrisome. Are you in first grade, second grade?
Second.
So you're getting old. Second grade. Well, have you been in school, honey?
No.
No. See, that's kind of a scary thing, too. And now when things change, people get really worried and scared. But don't be scared, honey. Don't be scared. You're going to be fine. And we're going to make sure mommy's fine, too.
I may not agree with everything he says and does, but it sure is nice to have a human being as president these days. But, you know, public opinion can turn, as the Eagle said in a New York Minute. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was embraced by so many who didn't know better due to his coronavirus briefings and passionate appeals to the federal government for more supplies. He even wrote a book offering lessons on leadership. Well, now, Andrew Cuomo is at the center of a controversy over COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, how they were counted, and how his administration handled requests for that data. Cuomo eventually admitted some fault this week, but he ultimately defended his decision to delay releasing data on those deaths. Lawmakers from both parties have now called for an investigation and limitations on Cuomo's executive powers. And finally, I try to ignore him, but I think we ignore him at our own peril. The failed, twice impeached former president on Tuesday went after Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for his blistering takedown of Trump from the Senate floor, delivered just moments after he voted to acquit him. Now, this feud between the ex-president and the Republican Senate leader is just getting started, but calls for more popcorn. Oh, and then there's this. Donald Trump's longtime personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is now his former attorney. An advisor said Giuliani is not currently representing the former president in any legal matters. What legal matters, you might ask? Well, Trump is facing multiple criminal investigations, civil state inquiries, and defamation lawsuits by two women accusing him of sexual assault. There's more to come. Stay tuned. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.